Hey, this is Sean Chiplock, the voice of Revali, Teba, and the Great Deku Tree in The Legend of Zelda, Subaru Natsuki in ReZero, and Guido Mista in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Golden Wind, and you're listening to the After Hours Nerds Podcast.
Is that why she said she didn't ew? She needed you to change her diaper?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, mom will take care of that.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 84 of the After Hour Nerd Podcast, the week of May 28, 2021, the weekly podcast that covers the latest important gaming and nerd culture news, hosted by Gags and Dill, number one gaming podcast in the country of Genovia, Dill. Did you know that?
Yes, sir.
Did you? You looked at the charts?
Of course not.
What have you been up to this week?
Just a little bit of Apex, a little bit of work, a little bit of Killing Eve.
Apex, how many more weeks left in this season?
I think there's still like a month or two.
I've been playing, I swear to God, this new season of Fortnite for what feels like way too long now. I think it said something like June 6th is supposed to be like the end of...
I think there's a new thing soon, like next week.
That's what I was about to say. And then maybe they time it closer to E3 and there's some big like E3 announcement for the new season maybe?
Is it?
Because E3 is in like a week or two.
You think that season's going to be big enough for them to want to show it on E3?
Dude, it's the biggest fucking game in the world.
Is it still, though?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
I don't know.
I've been playing Shin Megami Tensei 3. So hard to understand what the hell's going on ever. It's one of those games where you play and every word they use is made up. Like you're a demon who's eating Magagushi. You know what I mean? And I'm
so
going to Ginza.
Complete fake storyline.
Exactly. And for some reason, Dante from Devil May Cry is in it.
Really?
Remember I sent that photo to you and TA?
Yeah.
And TA goes, he had the balls to be like, are you sure it's Dante? And I sent the fucking photo. Was it not clearly him?
Yeah, no, it was. But I was like, I didn't even know what was going on.
That's what I'm saying. Well, your brother's been asking every question for Xenoblade Chronicles.
Oh, my God, dude. It's crazy.
Simple Google searches for a game I haven't played in 3 years.
You're like writing a novel.
Oh, I don't know what he's doing in that game.
He's getting like a first-hand interview on how to beat the game step by step.
If he beats it, I'm counting it as me beating it.
Yeah, that's just another victory for you.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's just gonna have to restart and do it again because then he'll know what to do and he can say that he did it on his own.
You know how he is, though. He likes to beat a game and then go right back to playing it. So I could see him beating this game and going right into New Game Plus.
Or he likes to almost beat it, not beat it, restart it, and then try again.
Well, he's been at the end for so long right now.
Exactly.
So
That's usually when a restart happens.
Yep, because I think I beat that game around 56 hours, almost 60. And his playtime, because it says it, he's at like 70. So only God knows what he's doing right now.
I know, right?
All right, let's take a short break and be back with the news. All right, and we're back with the news. Quick news of the week. Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl have been given a release date of November 19th, 2021, while Pokemon Legends Arceus will release on January 28th, 2022. They released these two, or I guess three, release dates via a tweet, and there was a rumors going around that we're going to get a Pokemon Direct next week.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why you would announce this through a tweet if there's supposed to be a Pokemon Direct. So I'm fairly confident that there's no Pokemon Direct coming.
You don't think so?
No, because we have E3 in like 2 weeks. Maybe show some Pokemon stuff in the normal Nintendo Direct. Because we know we're going to get a real Nintendo Direct at the E3 conference. They already announced that.
Yeah, save the big news for that.
Right? What do you think about that Pokemon Legends game, the open world, being early 2020? Because that's first month.
Yeah, I'm pumped for that, 2022.
A lot of people thought that was going to be like possibly a Switch Pro release game. So do you think that might tie into the release date of the Switch Pro?
That would be... I feel like if they're going to do that, then they have to release the Switch Pro like a little bit before that.
So we have Switch Pro news coming soon, and that'll be the first news story, but let's get through. Emma Stone denies any involvement with Spider-Man No Way Home film.
That's
fact or cap?
That's a lie. That's straight cap.
You don't believe it?
Straight cap. What else has she been doing?
Nothing. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the hell
Emma's going to do. Oh, no. She did do that Cruella movie, right?
Oh, yeah. It just came out, too, right?
Yeah. So, all right. So maybe she is a little busy, but I'm definitely thinking she's in this film.
Well, it would make sense for her not to be.
She died, though, right?
Exactly. So I was going to say.
But so did Doc Ock.
Technically, you see an off-screen death, no?
No, he died. He dead.
He's dead?
He dead.
Super Bomberman R Online released this week a free-to-play 64-player Last Man Standing contest, which allows cross-play for Xbox, PlayStation, PC, and Nintendo Switch. That's that Switch game that first came out, Super Bomberman R.
What is this, a good old Battle Royale rare?
Yeah, of Bomberman.
That's interesting.
Free-to-play and cross-play with every console.
I say we fucking download this shit.
I would 100% do it if you're down.
I say we do it.
I'll download it right now on my Xbox.
I'll download it right now on my PC. All
right, deal. It's free to play.
All right.
For Metacritic scores of the week, there was nothing noteworthy that really released this week, so I didn't even bother. First news story of the week, though. Big news story. Nintendo Switch Pro reveal expected before E3. This is by Tom Phillips on Eurogamer.com. Nintendo's long-awaited Switch upgrade is expected to be shown ahead of E3 2021, according to a report published by Bloomberg today and Eurogamer's own sources. I understand this is to ensure third parties working on games which support the upgraded Switch are free to announce these projects at E3 and before Nintendo's own digital showcase later in that week. Nintendo's event has yet to be formally dated, but it's currently set to slot in after other publishers towards the end of E3, though of course dates can still shift. A pre-E3 airing also allows Nintendo to focus its E3 reveals on its upcoming software lineup, where fans hope to hear updates on the long-awaited Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2 and long-awaited Metroid Prime 4. Bloomberg's report states that the new Switch will be released in September or October of this year and be sold alongside the cheaper Switch Lite, with the current Switch model phased out over time. Switch manufacture has been difficult over the past year, Bloomberg says, with part of shortages affecting manufacturer. That doesn't help at all. But the Switch is able to avoid the most serious chip shortages, which have affected PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X/S, as it uses different components. Nintendo has form in revealing new hardware or details such as the name of an upcoming system ahead of E3 itself for similar reasons. Nintendo 3DS was the first announced several months prior to E3 2010, And we also first heard the name Wii a month before E3 2006, so everyone could get used to that. Nintendo Switch's upcoming release schedule still has plenty of gaps for the rest of this year, though yesterday's dual announcements of Pokemon's Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl in November, plus Pokemon Legends Arceus in January 2022, begin to fill in the pieces. All eyes are on Nintendo now at E3 and now before it for how the rest of 2021 will shape up. We've contacted Nintendo for comment. Obviously, surprisingly, no comment. So they're saying Switch Pro is going to be announced and shown off prior to E3, which would mean it has to be shown off about this week then.
Yeah.
A lot of rumors are saying Thursday this week we will see the Switch Pro. This makes the most sense.
So is it saying that they're thinking release date is October?
September to October of this year.
I was going to say, it has to be at least by, like, Christmas. When they announce those games for, like, that Pokemon game for January, it has to be, like, Christmas, Black Friday type of shit.
Well, yeah, that is kind of crazy. Well, I guess you do have your Gen 5 remakes that are releasing this year, so you're not really missing out on Pokemon sales for Christmas.
Yeah.
Plus, it doesn't matter. It's Pokemon. It's going to sell through the roof regardless.
Absolutely.
Now,
because of people like us.
If the Switch Pro releases this year, September or October, do you think Breath of the Wild 2 releases with it?
That would be pretty big if it dropped with it.
I don't think it does, because we still haven't... We've seen, like, a teaser trailer, and there's no given name.
But you're going to need something to hold you off until January.
Yeah, but what if it's just you get the already available Switch games, they just perform better? Isn't that, like, enough?
It is, but...
Right? Like, I would buy a day one regardless.
How much better are they going to make those games?
Well, there's certain games that still only run at 30 frames per second.
I mean, how much better can they get?
Well, like Breath of the Wild. Yeah. Like, think about if you could play Breath of the Wild 1 in 60 frames per second.
I mean, I just feel like you won't notice that. It won't be that drastic.
Yeah, well, because like Mario Kart 8,
especially on that like small of a screen, like it's 30 frames, you're not even really gonna feel it. I feel like,
well, if you play it hooked especially up in a game at 4K,
Breath of the Wild, yeah. I mean, that's different. But handheld, you're not.
Yeah. Gonna, oh, right. Would you, or so a lot of the games too are locked at 30 frames per second, right?
Yeah.
So what if they release this system and say, hey, we have these upgrades coming to current games, and it's like on release date. Say Mario Kart 8, Super Smash Brothers, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, Super Mario Odyssey, and I don't know, Astral Chain, right? Yeah. On this console, 60 frames per second in 4K. Like, you don't even need to release a game with it.
Yeah, I mean, and then it says, what, Brilliant Diamond is November, so it's only like a month after.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess upgrading some old games could work for them, but I still think, I mean, it would be cool if they drop Breath of the Wild with it.
I'm trying to.
Then we'd have three crazy ass games coming in a very short span.
Yeah.
And then they would make a lot of noise in the very beginning of that.
Oh, God, morning. Yeah. But here's the thing, right? Like, what if you don't release Breath of the Wild till 2022? Now you have, in the beginning of the year, you get Pokemon Legends Arceus, who knows really what that game is, right?
Yeah.
And then at the end of the year, you have Breath of the Wild 2. I mean, that would be like the craziest year, probably, right?
Yeah, I mean, ending the year with Breath of the Wild 2 is also a good idea, but I feel like you want to stick it to Sony right now when they're down because they still can't get out systems.
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like you want to bury them right now in the beginning.
Or why does it matter if you're kind of already burying them if you think about it at the moment because you can't really buy. I mean, I was just at Target today. They were filled with Switches. They are going to sell out regardless anyways right now.
I still can't get a PS5.
Can't get anything.
It's freaking June, dude.
Hey, Biden said he was on the case.
He's capping.
According to accessory makers, the new Switch Pro will offer the following additional upgrades. A Surface-style tabletop flap, USB 3.0, and Ethernet cables built into the dock. Okay. So if you remember, the Switch currently... You need to buy a dongle if you want to wire it to your router for an Ethernet cable.
Yeah.
If you remember, the little kickstand on the Switch currently sucks too. It's that little.
Yeah, it's trash.
Yep. So that's probably another thing people have been screaming for is that tabletop Surface Pro style where it's like the whole back and like impossible to knock over.
That's definitely a big upgrade.
And then the OLED 7-inch screen with little to no bezel.
So it's just going to give you more screen.
Yep. And then
just like with the iPhones.
Right. It's just going to be slightly bigger. And then supposedly the current Joy-Cons will work with the new Switch. I don't think there's going to be new Joy-Cons with the new Switch anyways. I think it's going to be...
You don't think so?
No, because then it's like, what do? Do you stop selling the old Joy-Cons and only sell new Joy-Cons? Or
I don't even know what they'd be able to do differently.
Right.
To be honest.
I know people want a Joy-Con with a D-pad on instead of those four directional buttons.
Just make the same Joy-Cons just with different styles.
Yeah, it's...
Drop more colors, just do whatever you got to do.
And we have the Legend of Zelda like special edition coming out in July, the Joy-Cons. I think so many people have already bought so many accessories that if they just kind of got rid of the usage of them, it'd be a lot of pissed off people. Like, I have so many... pairs of Joy-Cons right now.
Yeah. So, yeah, people would definitely be pissed if they couldn't use them.
All right, next news story. Watch 14 minutes of stunning Horizon Forbidden West gameplay. This is by Jay Peters on TheVerge.com. Sony showed off 14 minutes of Horizon Forbidden West gameplay on a PS5 in a new State of Play presentation on Thursday. In the footage, protagonist Aloy fought against some giant animal-like machines and some human enemies on a beautiful post-apocalyptic beach settlement. The presentation revealed that Aloy has some new tools to get around Forbidden West with like a diving mask to let her dive underwater and a Breath of the Wild like hand glider. And much like in the first game, it looks like you'll still be slinging a lot of arrows against your enemies, both humans and machine. Horizon Forbidden West, a sequel to the hugely successful Horizon Zero Dawn, is expected to be one of Sony's biggest titles this year, especially given that there's still a few major PS5 games to look forward to in the near future. The game is also coming to PS4. We still don't know when it will come out, though. In 2020, developer Guerrilla Games said it's aiming to release Forbidden West in 2021. But a new blog post, Guerrilla's Ben McCall said that we don't have an exact release date yet, but development is on track and we'll have an update for you very soon. If you're claiming development's on track and your original plan was to release in 2021, I am expecting it to release this year.
You think so?
I think it has to be their like end of the year game.
Nah, I feel like it goes 2022.
So when they first showed us this game, it was June 2020 at that PS5 Sony State of Play kind of event.
Yeah.
And they showed us this game and they showed us God of War Ragnarok. And God of War Ragnarok in that was only like a splash screen.
Yeah.
We
still haven't seen anything new with that.
Exactly. Well, in this one, when they originally showed us it, there was some gameplay. And then this week, they showed us 15 minutes of gameplay, like an extended look. Yeah. Where it's got to be almost there, I'm thinking.
Yeah, if they put that much gameplay trailer in, you would think it'd be somewhat close to finishing.
It looked like it was like the opening of the game in the first boss.
If it looks smooth, then
you know
they're on the right track.
You're right, and I've been saying Ratchet and Clank looks like the best game. This blew it out of the water. There's one scene where she throws up this little, like, because she has like a spear that she uses too, Aloy. Yep. She threw up this like lightning bolt light bulb that she threw into the spear and shocked the ground, and it blew all the enemies away.
Okay.
It looked absolutely nuts. It's probably like the coolest thing I've seen in a game in I don't know how long. I already knew the Breath of the Wild comparison was coming when she used the hand glider.
Is it cooler than Hades, though?
No, there's nothing cooler than Hades.
Those moves are nuts.
The only thing that is weird is they didn't even mention in this 2021, in that extended look that they had at the Sony State of Play.
Yeah.
They didn't announce anything at all. They didn't give us any kind of date. They couldn't even give us like a target, where I'm kind of closer on your side at the same time, where it's like, ooh, maybe this isn't 2021.
That was tough to tell.
If
the trailer was that in depth.
Well, it was not only just a trailer. It was definitely like the first part of the game. Yeah. So it was all gameplay, which is annoying because the game looks so good. It was almost impossible to tell when it was gameplay and when it was cinematic.
That could either mean they have a lot done or they only have very little done.
That one slice. Yeah. I also think because they did this prior to E3 and this was such a long extended look, I do not expect any type of Sony equivalent E3 showcase because Sony is not a part of E3.
Yeah,
but I did figure they would do their own thing on the side, like close around E3, so you kind of feel like they're a part of it, especially since it's all digital.
Yeah,
but they only showed this one game where, again, I think it's the thought that, hey, we already announced a lot of shit, and that shit that we announced still isn't out yet, so why do we keep showing stuff that's clearly even further away from the stuff we already announced that isn't out yet?
Yeah, they definitely shouldn't do that. Because that pisses people off, like me.
Right, because then it's like, all right, you showed us this game, but these games still aren't out. They still have Ratchet and Clank that comes out soon. I think that comes out like next week or 2 weeks. You have the PS5 version of Final Fantasy VII Remake coming out with the additional content.
That'd be cool if I could get a PS5. I would definitely finish that one off.
Let me ask you this question real quick. Do you think Sony should follow the same suit of Microsoft kind of and release their exclusives also on PC?
I mean, I'd be done with it. What the fuck?
I at this point, I think that's what you should do almost, is if it's not going to hurt the people that weren't going to buy your console anyways because they just play on a PC exclusively.
Yeah.
So now you're just putting in another avenue for you to buy, for other people to buy your games that weren't going to originally buy them anyways.
Obviously, they're going to find some way that when people buy it on PC that they're going to get some type of, obviously, money out of it. So,
right, exactly.
I don't see why, you know, it's definitely a good idea on their part because then it just gives it more access because, like, people like me who can't get a PS5.
At all, yeah.
And I'm just stuck with this PC, so it's like...
Oh, you poor baby. I'm just stuck with it.
I'm stuck with it, but it's better than the PS5. I just still want the PS5, dude.
I was at a party yesterday and there were two PS5s at the house.
Dude, and I was at my barber and they were playing friggin' Madden on it. And I was just like, oh.
Isn't it? That's the first time, though, I've seen it in person. That,
me too, deadass. That's the first time I've seen it.
It's so crazy. It's a lot bigger. It's a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be.
It's tall, though.
As a chunky boy.
It is chunky.
All right, next news story. Sonic Central stream, everything announced, including a brand new Sonic game by Joe Screbbles on IGN.com. Today's Sonic Central stream has revealed a number of new projects featuring the world premiere Blue Hedgehog, all designed to tie into the series' 30th anniversary celebrations. Here's everything revealed at the Sonic Central stream, from a new Sonic game to full Sonic Colors remaster. New game from Sonic Team announced. Sega announced that its Sonic Team, which has previously released Sonic Generations and Sonic Forces, has begun work on a new mainline Sonic game. A teaser trailer revealed the game will arrive in 2022 for PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X/S, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC. No other information was revealed, but the teaser trailer shows Sonic picking up speed in a forest setting, which seems to cause digital effects, sound effects around him before the trailer leaves behind what looks like a runic symbol. So this was the lamest teaser trailer for a Sonic game possible. It did exactly what you think it would do. It showed Sonic's feet moving really fast,
yep,
and it showed him run, and that was it. And it didn't give you a title, and it only gave you the date of 2022.
Very, very descriptive.
But for a Sonic game where you're like, oh, I know this guy runs, you should have done something more.
Did they even like show his face or anything?
They showed him briefly for a second.
Jesus.
Because he's running so damn fast.
Yeah, what was the point of even fucking dropping that?
Right? Like, you had this giant Sonic Celebration announcement stream,
don't do
right?
Don't do a big announcement for such a brief trailer.
And this game is Sonic Forces, right? When did Sonic Forces release? If it's this team, 2017. So they've been working on it for almost 4 years now, right?
Yeah. You gotta have more than that.
I don't even care if you didn't just like from this trailer, I can't tell if it's a 3D Sonic game. I can't tell if it's a 2D Sonic game. I can't tell if it's one of those 2D games that play in the 3D background. You know what I mean?
I'd hope by now it'd be 3D.
It's what would you – because I honestly don't think there's been a good Sonic game lately. I mean, Sonic Mania was pretty damn good.
I couldn't tell you the last time I played a Sonic game like
that. That's what I'm saying. Like, it has Sonic 2, Sonic Adventures 2.
I used to play the one on the Dreamcast. That one was lit.
Sonic Adventures. Yeah, I think that was like, possibly two as well.
That was like the only one I liked to play.
And I only liked it because of the Chao Garden. Did you even get that?
Yeah, I did. And there was that other game with what's his face? Was it Shadow?
Yeah, Shadow the Hedgehog, where he has the guns.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
That was a weird one, though.
There's another one, too. There's a regular Sonic game for PS2, I think. And friggin', you have to Shadow, like, fights with you. Like, you switch between him, Sonic, and Tails.
So in Sonic Adventures, you can play the good guys and the bad guys, if you remember. And you can be Sonic, Shadow, Knuckles, Tails, Eggman, and Rogue.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what you're thinking of? I'm trying to think of... Or Sonic Teams, maybe?
I don't know. I feel like there was a game for the PS2 I used to play.
I know.
Where you had to, like... You had to fight Shadow, and then he ends up, like... You could, like, play with him. You had to do a mission with him.
The whole Sonic series just never made sense to me.
No, absolutely not.
Super popular, but just has never made sense to me.
Nah.
All right, so next thing... Or this isn't in order, but then they had Sonic Colors Ultimate revealed. Sonic Colors Ultimate is a remaster of the 2010 platformer, which will come to PS4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC through Epic Game Store on September 7th, 2021. Developed by Blind Squirrel Entertainment, which was the Mass Effect Legendary Edition, the remaster will update the game's look and feel, as well as add new features and a new mode called Rival Rush. From my understanding, this was actually a really good Sonic game, but it's been stuck on the Wii. So this just gives more people the opportunity to play it. And it comes out this year? Really?
Nope.
Sonic Origins compilation announced. Sega also announced Sonic Origins, a compilation of Sonic 1, 2, and 3. Sonic 3 and Knuckles and Sonic CD. No release date was announced for the collection. So it's all the old like Sega Genesis games and whatnot.
That'd be dope.
Most of them, I think, are playable already through other means, especially on... I think it's like Sonic 3 is like the hardest one to play now.
I could probably get them all in this... Never mind.
Yeah, watch your tongue. Watch your tongue.
Yep, my bad.
My cop brother listens, okay?
Shout out Microsoft.
Yeah. Sonic Colors Rise of the Wisps animated short announced to accompany the Sonic Colors remaster. Sega also announced Sonic Colors Rise of the Wisps, a two-part animated series featuring longtime Sonic voice actor Roger Craig Smith, who recently departed and then rejoined the role. Sonic cameos. Sonic will also make an appearance in Two Point Hospital, adding Sonic-themed items on July 22nd. And Olympic Games Tokyo 2020, the official video game, with players able to dress their athletes in Sonic gear. Let's see. Sonic games on new platforms. Sega announced that Epic Games Store will see the release of Sonic Mania on June 24th. PlayStation Now will receive Sonic Forces, Sonic Mania, and Team Sonic Racing on June 1st. And Amazon Luna will get Sonic Mania and Team Sonic Racing later this year. I bought Sonic Forces for my Switch for $6. I played the first three levels and still thought I paid too much money for it.
It's that bad?
It just like... First off, it made me create a character, which was weird to me. Yeah, and then I had to like save Sonic because he was... I don't even remember. It was the weirdest thing.
Which one was that? Sonic Forces?
Sonic Forces, which is like the most recent 3D Sonic game. It came out in 2017.
Oh, that's the one that you were talking about?
Yeah. Yep.
So you didn't like $6.
$6.
That means it was doing well.
Oh yeah. And it's on sale constantly for like $10, $15.
That's crazy. And you got it for $6.
Yep. Sonic mobile game events, Sonic Forces Speed Battle receives Super Sonic as a character. Sonic Dash will add a pirate themed event with Pirate Sonic and Captain Shadow costumes. Sonic Racing will add classic characters, cars and tracks, and the Werehog will be a Halloween addition to both Forces and Dash. Sonic Prime for Netflix update. The Manor Action team is working with Sega and Netflix on a new animated project. Joe Kelly from the Manor Action offered a short update revealing Sonic Prime will be a 24-episode series where Sonic must, what else, save the universe. Sonic Prime will premiere on Netflix sometime in 2022. I wonder how good this show is going to be.
That'll be interesting.
I don't know if you remember how many different like Sonic series there have been.
Yeah, I used to watch a couple of them back then.
There was one where he's with like a kid, like a human kid.
Dude, that was just so long ago. I feel like that's the one I watched, but
that's 100%.
I don't remember anything about it.
I watched it.
Me and Tia definitely watched it together.
Sonic X. That's the one I watched.
Yeah, no, there's no way we didn't watch that because we used to be wicked. I was into Sonic back then just because of that game that we had for the Dreamcast.
Dude, Sonic is, regardless of how bad his games are, he's super popular. Yeah, like, just people know who he is. I'm trying to think. Well, because he was on, like, GX Kids or whatever, right? Wasn't that what it was called?
Yep. Yeah, it was definitely something like that.
And it had, like, the Yu-Gi-Oh! Yep. Fox Kids. Jetix? I think it was Fox Kids. Four Kids Entertainment, maybe? Fuck, I forget what the hell it was called.
You're just coming out with these, huh?
No, I got it on a page right here. But I'm trying to think of what it was called when I watched it.
I feel like it was definitely something like GX Kids or something like that.
All right. Next news story. Square Enix reveals Dragon Quest XII, Dragon Quest III HD-2D remake by Michael McWriter on Polygon.com. Square Enix announced the new mainline game in the Dragon Quest series during a live stream presentation on Thursday, Dragon Quest XII, The Flames of Fate. Little is known about the follow-up to 2017's Dragon Quest XI, Echoes of an Elusive Age. However, Square Enix did announce a release date or platforms for the new Dragon Quest. I promise you, I'm going to put money on it. It's going to be PlayStation and Nintendo, and they're going to skip Xbox completely, and later it'll come to PC.
You think so?
Yeah. Because it sells so well on Nintendo, there's no way they skip it.
Yeah.
Let's see. And I bet I wouldn't be shocked if it's one of the games that was basically in development right now for the Switch Pro.
Is that your type of game right there?
Dragon Quest XI was so damn good. Even your brother was addicted to it.
So you like this game?
Oh, yeah. You would love it.
So you're going to be into this new one?
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. The Dragon Quest XI was probably – is easily, I think, the best turn-based RPG I've played in probably three or four years.
It's turn-based like that?
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's like turn-based like the old-school Final Fantasies.
Interesting.
If you saw it, I think you would know what game we're talking about. It's what Hero is from in Smash Bros.
Yeah.
But Dragon Quest fans have plenty more to look forward to, including a newly announced remake of 1988's Dragon Quest III, which will be rendered in the HD 2D style of games like Octopath Traveler and Project Triangle Strategy. The aptly titled Dragon Quest III HD 2D remake is coming to unspecified consoles, Square Enix said in a new release. I'm more excited for this, though, than I am a Dragon Quest XII. I'm super excited for both, but this looks so damn good. Look up Dragon Quest III 2D HD. When you see it, Dill, you're going to love it immediately. It's a remake of an NES game in the Octopath Traveler style, where they have like, it almost looks like the pop-up book. It's incredible. And this is what I'm hoping they do with this art style more, is tie it to more linear stories, because the Octopath Traveler story is so hard to follow because it just spreads out too much. Oh, you got the music going. You're going to get us DMC'd so fast.
No, I took it off.
You see it?
Yeah, it's definitely cool.
And that's another one of the playable skins of Hero in Smash Bros. That's the one that looks like Goku.
Yep. Yeah. Oh yeah. This does look pretty dope,
dude. I'm telling. Yeah. That. And I'm hoping. Like, I understand Dragon Quest XII is probably years away still, I bet, especially because they didn't tell us much. They just had like an announcement.
They got the whole squad walking, huh?
Yeah. Dude, that's like the old school style.
Yeah, only certain ones did that though.
Yeah.
It was very like picky choosy on which game did that.
But I bet this game is closer than the Dragon Quest XII, so I wouldn't be shocked if we get this game in 2022.
I don't think they follow you in Final Fantasy X, do they?
Final Fantasy X, fuck.
They definitely follow you in 8 and 9.
I don't believe they do in 10. I think you just see whoever the leader is, right?
I think it's just always Titus. I feel like it's just always him.
Probably is. I haven't played 10, God, since my PlayStation 2. When that dude, the shady dude in the corner, used to sell us those burned games for like half the price.
You can't get that on Game Pass?
I believe I can't. I don't think PC Game Pass has it.
Does yours have it though?
I think so. Why, you want me to download it just to see?
You gotta hop back on.
No shot.
What are you talking about?
Square Enix also revealed Dragon Quest Treasures, a spin-off of Dragon Quest XI, Echoes of an Elusive Age. Players will take on roles of siblings Mia and Eric and embark on an RPG treasure hunting adventure in another world. The game is set before the events of Dragon Quest XI. So Eric is one of the main characters of Dragon Quest XI. And during the story, you get into a crazy kind of like his backstory about what happened to his sister and how the two were like a group of thieves who worked together. And obviously, eventually they got caught and bad stuff happens to his sister and all this stuff. So this is almost a prequel spinoff of Dragon Quest XI, but it looks like it's like chibi art style. So it looks like a quicker, kind of smaller.
So is it the story of what happened when they got split up?
No, because it kind of goes into that already. So I think it's even before that. So
are they going to be thieves in this or no?
Yeah, I think so. And that's why it says treasure hunting action RPG.
Yeah, that's true. Treasures, yeah.
So they kind of get like adopted by barbarians or pirates, basically. It's weird. It was this whole thing. It's
probably just going to be everything that leads up to them getting like captured.
Yeah, exactly. It's basically, especially because they're young, so it's going to be them as kids too.
Yeah.
But Eric in Dragon Quest XI is a savage. Absolute savage.
Is he though?
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Let's see. And finally, there's Dragon Quest Keshi Keshi, a free-to-play mobile puzzle game for iOS and Android that will include characters and monsters from Dragon Quest franchises as adorable erasers. players erase graffiti in the game, which you can see teased in the trailer below. All right. So just a gotcha game probably of these guys to drain money from people. It's all it is.
Yeah, I'm not, it's not getting my download.
This Dragon Quest event already had way more important announcements, I think, than like the Sonic event, where it's like, this is what the event for a series should have been compared to the Sonic event.
Yeah, I'm definitely more pumped for this news than the Sonic news.
Where I guess maybe it's tough because really...
If they had just given a little bit more.
But again, now that I think about it, they really didn't give us much of what the Dragon Quest XII was going to be. They kind of did the same thing where they only showed, I'll say, a kind of splash screen.
At least you kind of know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I guess.
You know the style. Like, you know how the game's going to go. It's just going to be different. Obviously, a different story or whatever. But
yeah,
Sonic, we haven't seen a good one in a while, so this thing could be anything.
Yeah, I think that's the problem is we haven't seen a good Sonic. And I know Dragon Quest III is a fairly liked Dragon Quest game in the series, so getting a HD remaster of it is something fans have wanted for a while now.
And like you said, Dragon Quest XI was great, so obviously you kind of know you should expect that XII is going to be great too.
Dude, Dragon Quest XI is
Sonic,
so good.
You cannot guarantee that this is going to be good.
Dude, that's the thing, right? Like, and when they announce a new Sonic game, instead of thinking like, oh my god, yes, they announced a new Sonic game, you're like, oh god, they announced a new Sonic game?
Especially with that type of teaser trailer. It's kind of worrisome.
Just bring back the Chao Garden. It's all I ask. If you have the Chao Garden back, I'll be in.
That's all we need.
Let's see. And more gaming news. Monster Hunter Rise finally gets an ending in Update 3.0. This is by Ryan Gilliman on Polygon.com. Monster Hunter Rise will finally get an ending to the cliffhanger story with Update 3.0, Capcom announced in a new live stream. The update launches Wednesday night, so it's already live for Western players, and Thursday morning for Eastern players. The update also adds one new monster and a beefed-up version of an existing one. Monster Hunter Rise's biggest update in 3.0 is the new ending. Players can finally see what happens when Thunder Serpent Narwa and the game's final monster at launch meets up with the Wind Serpent Ibushi. Capcom limited the details here, so as to not spoil the story, but hunters will be able to pick up a new quest once they log in. I already beat the final quest. I've already technically now beat the entire game now. 100%. If that's what they call it. Yep. Well, technically I beat the entire story mode. There's still like...
So you have 100% of it.
Okay, you could never 100%.
So you're a fraud.
Is your game still in the wrapping?
No.
No? You created a character?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. What gun do you use or what weapon? What do you like?
I have a long sword.
Did you just guess that?
No, I like being able to hold it with two hands. I don't like that sword and shield.
I don't trust you for a second that you've made it.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't trust you for a second.
Dude, he's a savage. His name's King. His name's Gags.
Yeah.
I named him right after you just so he'd be a savage.
I appreciate it. The 3.0 also adds Crimson Glow Valstrax, a new variant of the flagship monster from Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate. Valstrax has jets in its wings, which allows it to fly very high in the air and slam down into players like a missile. Players will also be able to take on Apex Zingor as part of the 3.0 update. Apex Zingor can appear in Rampage missions, but Brave Hunters can also take it on in a standard hunt. So the new... this is where I'm saying I haven't done everything. The new Crimson Glow Valstrax, I haven't gotten to fight yet. I'm trying to figure out how. I'm HR rank 55. My thing keeps telling me get to HR rank 100, which is going to take me a while. It's probably going to take me like another 5 hours to do that, possibly longer.
So you're kind of a bum then?
No, I am a master ranked hunter.
So how are you only at 55?
So 55 is considered high.
Is it though?
When you beat the game, your like rank is 8. Like that's the true ending rank when you beat the game.
I guarantee I could get to 100 before you.
I'll put $20 on it.
Deal.
Airshake through the screen. Because I will do nothing but play that game until my eyes bleed for $20.
I don't think you have it in you anymore.
I want to fight this monster so bad, the Crimson Glow Valstrak. Its wings, like it said, they just look like jetpacks. It looks like a mecha dragon.
I hope it bothers it flies. You.
Dude, it looks like it, because it, what it does is I've seen other people fight it. It flies straight up in the air and comes down like a missile, and the whole ground just explodes.
Jesus.
And it's got some like crazy red glow going on.
Kind of hard to dodge that.
Yeah. Well, so in the original ending before this update, you had to fight these two massive dragons, one called the Bushi, the other the Norwa. One was wind, and the other was thunder.
Yep.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, when the true ending has the two of them fuse into one ridiculous monster, like real ridiculous, and the fight took probably 35 minutes, 40 minutes, and it was me and three other guys. It's insane, and the monster is enormous.
So you couldn't have taken that alone?
Oh, I would never attempt it in my life. I would never attempt fighting that monster alone in my life. And I have like high rank armor. I have high rank weapons.
That's
like,
also my new mission now, is to take on that monster alone.
So I fought the two of them separately alone, because like you have to do it. That's part of the story, is you fight one and it kind of runs away, and then you fight another one and it crashes into the ground, and it's like, oh, we can't find it. And then the true ending has you fight both of them. And then when you kill one of them, the other one absorbs it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and it just becomes a ridiculous monster, and it shoots out like nukes, like blows up the whole map. You have to hide behind rocks.
That just doesn't sound like a good time.
It's adrenaline. It's all it is adrenaline.
45-minute fight.
And if you fail, dude, because the first time I fought
that would be heartbreaking.
That's when my brother died three times.
That's like doing a freaking run in Hades and getting all the way to the end and then fucking losing.
It's happened quite a few times.
It happened to me like 32 COVID. Times.
Let's see. In addition to the new monster and story content, Update 3.0 will add a new boss battle arena. Players can also collect new weapons, armor, and other items. Trophies from the added monsters, no doubt. Capcom will add some paid cosmetic DLC alongside the update, including new Monster Hunter voices, stickers, and poses. Like in Update 2.0, players will need to finish the base game to access some of the quests and monsters. Capcom also revealed some upcoming Monster Hunt Rise plans with its new roadmap. Starting in the middle of June, Capcom will launch a Capcom collab event in Monster Hunter Rise, where players can get a Palico outfit from Monster Hunter Stories 2. Capcom will offer more Capcom collabs later this year. Rise's 3.1 update will also launch towards the end of June, offering a new paid DLC and some free event quests. So Monster Hunter is known for having a ton of collabs. In the last one I played, you could get like the Master Sword. You could get Samus's armor. You could get Link's armor. Like they,
I didn't know they did all that.
Oh, they do a ton of those things. That's dope. When it's on the Nintendo consoles, like the Monster Hunter World, they didn't do that for. But they, since it's still Capcom, like they did Street Fighter collabs. They had they do a ton. Like Mega Man was in it.
I didn't know they did all that shit.
So that's kind of like, I was shocked that none of those things are in this game yet. Like they're 100% putting the Master Sword in. Especially if Breath of the Wild 2 is coming. It's like another way to promote it.
I'm getting that Master Sword.
I had it on the 3DS in one of them, and that thing fucks. I just got one called the Ninja Sword, and it has 100% critical hit rate. Every time you hit a monster, it does a critical hit.
I feel like that's how it was in Final Fantasy Tactics for the ninjas.
Like the high critical?
Yeah, they had a high critical, and they could move like an extra 3 spots.
And he, with this sword, it's not a long sword. It's considered the sword and shield, even though it has no shield.
Yeah.
So you can still, you're pretty agile with it.
Yeah, you can run around and shit and dodge. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And then last news story of the week. Far Cry 6 gameplay reveal. Ride a horse, pet a dog, and see lots of things on fire, by Sam Makovich on ArsTechnical.com. After delay from its original March 2021 release date, Ubisoft's Far Cry 6 finally has a bona fide gameplay reveal ahead of its newly confirmed October 7th launch on PCs and consoles. The Far Cry series continues to ask players to face off against Shades of Grey villains in wide-open, semi-lawless territories. After a brief detour to the United States in 2018's Far Cry 5, the series returns to its jungles and islands roots with the fictional Caribbean nation of Yara. Let's be real, this is pretty much Cuba. Instead of relying on cutscenes to showcase the striking voice and appearance of new series villain Anton Castillo, portrayed by fame actor Giancarlo Esposito. This trailer goes to great lengths to look like an actual video game. At first glance, the revealed footage looks like it's from a current-gen console game as played on a PC at max settings. If ray trace light bounce models are being used to create an expensive global illumination system, this trailer didn't make that apparent. Light sources look pretty pre-baked, and reflections appear to rely on computationally mild screen space techniques. Still wide open vistas full of lush wildlife and massive explosions seem like they've been cranked to ultra levels, so I wonder how this cross-gen game will scale down to run on PS4 and Xbox One generation. Either way, the most notable new feature on display here revolve around stupidly overcharged weapons and increased access to souped-up cars. The former emphasizes homebrew gimmicks applied to weaponry, ranging from cheesy CDRs as projectiles that will slice foes with a Discman Plays 90s jam, to the absurd, a variety of flame-powered backpacks that somehow don't set new series hero Danny Rojas on fire. The latter includes the kinds of American-made, Cuban-modified classic cars you might see rolling down modern Havana roads, along with tricked-out dune buggies, 4x4s, motorcycles, and other rough road vehicles. And in order to meet a certain modern gaming quota, this Far Cry sequel has added rideable horses and a silent bow and arrow attack option. While most Far Cry games include a ton of animals to hunt, this trailer only shows a split second of a terrifying crocodile. There's also a new friendly puppy as a helper, as seen in the second gallery. It had trippy surgery to replace its hind legs so that it can cart around your weapons and accessories. In its E3 adjacent reveal, Far Cry 6 does more to impress upon viewers its bombastic and love of curse words than it does to spell out new mechanics, such as how companies may play into in an average mission or how the game's smartphone and other gadgets work. We'll likely see more sizzle reels and hype trickles between now and the game's retail launch in October. So you said you saw this gameplay trailer too. What did you think?
I mean, all those Far Cry, it still looks the same to me as 5, but they obviously added in a couple of new things, because like I definitely couldn't shoot a rocket like out of my back.
It looks like they're taking the more less realistic and more crazy approach. You know what? Like guns and weapons are not going to be things that would actually work in the real world.
I feel like adding the character like Giancarlo, you know, friggin' the dude from Breaking Bad, like he's such a savage. Like I feel like,
and the Mandalorian,
I feel like that makes the game more realistic, because now you have like a real set villain, like not just a couple made up characters. Like he actually looks like a legit bad guy because he looks exactly how he looks like in real life,
and he's got one of those voices and one of those presence that command a room.
He's from The Boys, too.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
He's just bad in everything, and he just makes it, like, he just plays that character so well.
Right, and one of the things that the Far Cry series usually has is that memorable villain. Almost more memorable than the actual main character itself.
But I feel like when I played Far Cry, I just like doing, like, side quests and side... I never really played the story mode that much unless I was doing a co-op. I like doing all the side stuff that you could do. So I feel like with him as like the main villain, it's going to bring more attention to the story itself.
Right. And like you're saying, I like to do side. That's what that series kind of is, right? You kind of just pull off and do your own thing and just like beef just up your guy.
You can do whatever the hell you want. You can just like raid villages and just take down freaking like drug hideouts. Like just do whatever you want. You get like dogs as animals. You get like a bear with you.
Yep. Yeah.
Like you can just take over any little fort.
In this one, it looks like you get a companion as an alligator. Like an alligator is your...
Well, you could have a bear in the last game, which was crazy. Like that thing would just run on the side of you. The dog would just run on the side of you, like no matter where you were.
I'm hoping whenever I play Far Cry, it feels like it tries to tell you can do it how you want. But every time I try to play something a little stealthy, it doesn't matter and it ends up being a gunfight anyways. I'm hoping with the added ways to kind of like move through the elements.
Yeah, I was gonna say I was always in a gunfight.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping it does feel like there's additional options to play this game. And
I would try to go stealthy for a little bit, and then it would just...
It would go to shit, right?
I would end up having to shoot some guy, and then it would just all go to shit.
So I wouldn't mind if the, like it said, the handmade weapons and all those kind of like nonsense tools that wouldn't work as weapons in the real life that they've converted into weapons are a little bit quieter. Like it showed them use basically this gun they created that shoots CDs.
Yeah.
So if those are ways that you could use like a projectile instead of a gun that goes bang, bang, then I would prefer that.
Yeah, that'll definitely make it different and interesting.
I also like, let me see, average missions. I don't know, like it's, they said they don't know what their new, spell out new mechanics such as how companions may play into the average mission or how the game's smartphone and other gadgets work. I don't know what the gadgets are supposed to be. I did see that you do get a smartphone this game, but who knows? That could just be what you use when you hit like start and it goes to your options. You know, it might be what your guy looks at for the map.
I feel like GTA used to do that with the phone.
And that's all I honestly assume is going to happen with this game for the phone. I don't think it's going to actually play into the game at all.
Well, I feel like a gadget might be that rocket coming out of your back.
Yeah, that looked the coolest. Was those that was backpacks?
Nuts. He just knelt down, kneeled down, and it just was like. Pew.
It was like a pipe bomb. Yeah,
straight up Mandalorian shit.
When and it had the it had a jetpack was another one you could use.
Yeah.
There's like a couple things that they had that again like don't play into the realistic and they get further into the crazier. But once you do the crazier, that's when it gets I think more fun. Like that's. That's what makes these games unique, is it's just like over the top ridiculous.
It's just going to be dope riding the motorcycle.
Yeah, when it shows the motorcycle, the ATV, there's no way I would ever turn and go, you know what, I need a horse.
Nah, riding the horses is fun too, though.
You think so?
Yeah, it's cool to like bow and arrow people when you're on the horse.
I would rather get in that buggy for sure.
I would love to storm. I just storm right into the forest and just try to kill as many people as I can first, and then I just get lit up. Just get torn to bits by these dogs.
I do like too. It showed because usually when I play Far Cry, I think it was Far Cry 4 was the last one I played. I didn't play 5, but this one showed a more like city looking environment.
Yeah, mine was all like Western type shit. Like,
so it's all like outdoorsy and kind of like
yeah, like dirt roads and shit.
Yeah,
I had to ride horses a lot in mine.
Really?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think there was many cars in the one that I was playing.
Okay.
And it was definitely like more Western style.
And it's all the same gameplay, really. Like you start off in a small base and you want to take over the enemy bases so you can expand your bases. Yeah. I do like the fact that I'm hoping Giancarlo Esposito is like really the only true villain. Because like you said in the fifth one, there was three main villains.
Yeah. And all the stories like somehow tied together. But
yep.
I feel like he's just going to be one big bad in this.
That's what I'm hoping. And it's more centered. And even if it's shorter, as long as it's a more tight story, like longer to me isn't better.
No. As long as it's insane in a short amount of time, that's all that matters.
Yep. All right. That does it for this week's news stories. I have E3 is on the horizon. We have, I think June 12th is the start of E3. I'm
coming up soon.
We'll see, right? Do you honestly expect the Switch Pro to be released or not released, announced this week?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Really? You don't think it gets announced before E3?
Nope.
I think with too many sources saying it is, it has to be.
Well, we already know. They pretty much already told us when it's going to drop, so.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, it's too much.
I feel like why even show it at this point?
Just so we know it's real and get an official look at it. You know what I mean? Like,
They wouldn't do that for us.
I just want to see it, and I would love... I honestly... Like, I think it comes out this year. I don't see why not. Everyone keeps saying it needs to have a game released with it to sell it. I don't think it does. That's the thing. I think it just releases by itself.
No, they don't have to. If it's going to release it in, like, October, then they should be good.
Because do you remember... Oh,
like we said, they'd have to do some upgrades.
Yep.
You got that other Pokemon coming in November.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got... You wait 2 months and you got that, so...
Arceus, yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, they definitely don't have to drop, and it would be smarter to drop Breath of the Wild probably in the summer.
Yep. The what was it? Do you remember the new 3DS? They call it the new Nintendo 3DS, where it has the nub. It has the nub on it. It's just like slightly upgraded compared to the.
It's not the XL, is it?
There's the XL, and then there's the new 3DS XL that has the additional analog stick on it.
So it's got three.
It's got two. It's got.
So it's got two and a D-pad.
Yep. The
I don't even know if I've seen that one.
The launch games on it were, and again, all games on the 3DS except for one game were playable on the new 3DS. There was no like actual, really new 3DS exclusives other than one game. The launch titles for that was Monster Hunter and Majora's Mask, a remake of Majora's Mask.
Two good
games, but yeah. Like they played completely fine on the regular 3DS anyways. It's literally called New Nintendo 3DS, and it looks like a normal 3DS. It just has the nub. What do you think they call the Switch Pro? Do you think they just throw Pro at the end?
Obviously, isn't it already announced that it's just going to be the Switch Pro?
No, no one knows the name yet.
Oh, really?
We've all kind of just dubbed it Switch Pro, but it's not an official name.
I feel like it's going to have to be Switch Pro.
What about...
What else are they going to call it?
Well, remember they had the NES and the SNES, which is just Super Nintendo Switch? Yeah. So what if they are Super Nintendo Entertainment System? So what if it's Super Switch?
Don't do that.
Or what if it's Nintendo Switch Advanced and like the Game Boy Advance?
No.
You just like Switch Pro?
Switch Pro.
Or Switch Plus?
No, because everything's clean. Switch Lite, Switch Pro. We don't need Super Switch Advanced. No. That's just no.
I don't know. I
don't like that one bit.
Either way, like
Switch Pro is just simple. It's easy. Everyone's going to like it.
Either way, there's no shot of us getting it, right?
What the hell are you talking about?
The Switch Pro?
They're not going to do that to me.
What?
They're not going to let me not get the PS5, and they're not going to not let me get the Switch Pro.
100% they would.
I refuse to let that happen. I'm going to be the first person to get this Switch Pro, Super Switch Advance, whatever the hell they call it.
The Super Switch Pro Advance Plus.
Exactly. Ultra.
Yep. All right. That does it for this week's episode. You can find me on Twitter at @AHN_gags. You can find Dill on PC at.
You can find me on Super Bomberman
64.
Or yep, no, Super Mario R online.
Super Mario R. What did you just say?
Super Bomberman. It won't even let me install it. What's going on here?
I'm closing this and downloading this. All right, so we'll be back next week.
Now it says I own the game. I'm confused.